Good afternoon, David. It's very nice to be here, and thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about Sho Thomas.
It's lovely to have you here. Now, you're not actually a South Nutfield girl, you're from Outwood?
I'm originally from Red Hill, but now I live in Outwood, yes.
So you've been in Susie Land for a lot longer than Susie Radio has, in fact.
Very true.
That's great. And now you've just sort of hopped villages to get involved with the Showtimers, who are actually based in South Nutfield, is that right?
That's absolutely correct. They operate out of the Nutfield Village Hall, which is where they started in 1974.
Goodness, so we're 40 years old this year. This
40
is
years old.
An anniversary.
And,
what's the history of the group been like? How's it developed?
Well, in 1974, a group from the Nutfield WI got together with a group from the British Legion, and they decided to put on some kind of a review. I think it was called a musical evening for entertainment for their own groups. And they enjoyed it so much that they actually kept going. And for the next 10 years, they produced an annual operation under the title of Showtimers. We still have two members of those original groups with us, who are now the honorary presidents of the Nutfield Showtimers.
And are they still active on the boards?
Oh, Colin is certainly very active. Yes, he's not active on the boards, but he does come along to Showtimers quite a lot to rehearsals, and he does the photo board for us whenever we have a production.
What about your own involvement with the group, Sandra? How did that come about?
Well, in the early 90s, my daughter, Kate, wanted to come along and join, and she didn't want to come on her own. So she asked me if I would go along with her to audition for Wind in the Willows, as it was in those days, and I ended up being the back end of the horse. I stayed with the group, and I stayed in the chorus, mostly with small parts, and then came into larger parts from there.
So you graduated to the front end of the horse in due course?
For a little while, yes.
Is it just pantomime, or does the group do serious drama?
Oh, they do a lot of different things. There has been some comedy, but generally speaking, it is musicals. And so most of the shows that we put on have a musical element, either as a scripted musical or within a pantomime, or because somebody wants to put together a show which is a kind of review of different musical aspects under some kind of title banner.
And is it relatively easy to assemble a big enough cast for a modern musical?
Now it's not so bad, because we have a very good membership at the moment. We have about 40 members who are active and want to be on the stage. And most of those people get on the stage. They don't always come in as major parts, but everybody gets an opportunity to get up there and be in the chorus, and then we audition for the more important pieces. And we have now a membership from 17 to 70, roughly speaking. This growing old business, it doesn't mean you have to retire from Amdram.
Oh, I agree. It doesn't mean you have to retire from sitting behind a microphone either. I mean, my youth is rekindled sitting here in exactly the same way. There's nothing quite like the buzz at the final curtain, is there? It's tremendous adrenaline rush. The few times I've been involved on stage, I think it's just a wonderful moment.
It's I did Edith Piaf last year in the summer show. Showtimers now do two shows a year, and I was in the summer show last year, and that was quite an adrenaline rush, yes, quite a high moment.
And quite a demanding part, I should imagine.
It was just for a few minutes. It was only just for one song, so it wasn't a major thing.
Was that the famous song, or...?
Yes,
wonderful, wonderful stuff. That's iconic of the entire 20th century, isn't it? Now, pantomime and musical is the big thing, and there's a performance of Jack and the Beanstalk about to come to fruition.
There is indeed, yes. On the 20th of this month, we have our first performance of Jack and the Beanstalk, which is a brand new version written by Yvonne Dyer, who is directing for us as well on this occasion. And she is a local teacher. She teaches in Burstow School, Smallfield. Written specifically for the group, which is wonderful. And it's her first full panto script. It's very modern, very up-to-date. Lots of exciting characters. Quite a bit of drama, quite lively, lots of songs. and a good sense of humour right the way through it, which will appeal on both adult and child level. They each come to it in their own way, obviously.
Oh, that's tremendous, because comedy can be a difficult thing. I suppose if you are actually writing for a company where you know the individuals, that probably makes it easier to stoke the flames of comedy a little bit.
Possibly. I don't know. I think you've got to have that flair for comedy in the first place, and Yvonne certainly has it. But no director goes into any kind of production with having some idea of what her cast are or how she might cast it. I say she because they usually are female directors, although okay. We have had male directors in Showtime.
And how easy or how difficult do you find it with a big ensemble cast to maintain a rehearsal schedule? Is people's commitment very strong?
They're pretty good. Certainly main characters tend to be there most weeks. If they're not there, there's usually a very good reason. Chorus tend to be a little looser, which is slightly a problem for the director there. But we always pull it together in the end, and the team are extremely good and very well practiced at it.
That's excellent. Now, can you give anything away about the production, or have we got to wait to be surprised when we enter the doors?
Well, I can tell you there's a giant spider somewhere along the line, because I made it. Because one of my jobs nowadays is the scenery and the props side of things.
Is this in Mid Street, the Village Hall you're performing in?
This is in Mid Street. We have three performances, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we have a matinee on Saturday afternoon as well.
What sort of audiences do you get, a giant spider or no giant spider?
We can seat up to about 120 people, I think, altogether. But we tend to be supported by the same people time after time after time, who keep coming back. And one of the problems that we're facing at the moment is getting new people in. So if there are people listening out there who think that might be fun, please, please, please come along and support Nutfield Showtimers, and you can be part of our new audiences, because as people move away and grow older, we tend to lose a few, and it's always nice to have new audiences. We do depend on our audiences so much for support.
So we're talking about getting the troops along to Nutfield Village Hall, and that's in Mid Street, RH14JH.
If we are fortunate enough to make a profit, we do pass a little bit of our income into the local charities, but it is a very small percentage, because we don't have a great deal of income, and with rising costs and things, that's becoming increasingly difficult.
So we really do need the good citizens of Suzyland to get their backsides on those mid-street seats.
We really do, because they are our support. We have no sponsorships and no other source of income. So please, please support Showtimers.
Okay, Sandra, let's take a little pause for breath. Neil Diamond from all those years ago. That's our tea break, Diamond, this afternoon. Now, we've talked, Sandra, about getting some more backsides on seats for the shows. What about people who might like to become involved with the group as players?
We are a very, very friendly group. We welcome everybody. I think you have to be 12 to be a junior member. But if you've ever wanted to join an Amdram group, please... please come along. We love people off stage. We love people on stage. Anybody can audition, although you'd probably go for a chorus for your first performance. And you can contact us either at that 01737823274 number, or you can come along to Showtimers on any Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and we'll be very, very happy to see you.
Or presumably turn up with a ticket for the show.
That is the best way of it all. Come and see us, and if you like it, please ask for Sandra, ask for Bobby, ask for Yvonne, ask for Colin Dalton or Colin Denny, and they would all love to see you, and they will welcome you.
Sandra Crittle from the Nutfield Showtimers, thanks very much for joining us on our tea break.
Thank you very much for having me here.